This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. It is Monday, January the 27th of 2025. Up 3 degrees in the past hour. Fair skies, 23 degrees is the temperature. And welcome to the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by viewing our video stream, both on YouTube and on Facebook. You can go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com, go to 98.9 WXCO's channel. You can see us there. You can also now go to the Facebook channel as well, facebook.com. Go to the 98.9 WXCO page on Facebook as well. You can leave your comments on our stream pages. You can also call or text us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to let us know what your thoughts are. It can be about something we're talking about. It can be something about what we're not talking about as well. We'd love to hear from you and be part of the show. Also, if you have not already downloaded the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for? Because you can easily contact us through the app. Just go to your app store, search Civic Media. It is a free app. Download it, and then you can listen to us wherever you may be. You can go to our website. You can call us or text us there as well. Well, the voice is getting better. I have to admit, it's been an incredible struggle. It's been incredibly frustrating. It's been, I wish I could put into words how frustrating it's been. It's been last 5 days where my voice has been awful. Today it's just below normal. But I think we're getting closer. It's this time of year, and it makes me just crave spring. I just think, and I think a lot of folks have been going through issues with the health lately as well.
Yeah.
But hopefully you're not out there. Hopefully you're feeling good. But at least we're closer to where we need to be. Before we go any further, need to say hi, hello, and good morning to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Mr. Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How was the weekend?
Weekend was pretty good. I went to the holiday party on Saturday, and then on Sunday, I just a lazy Sunday. I took some time off. I played with my cat, Fanta, because I hadn't seen her since I went on vacation. So it was good to play with her. I got to catch up on my new book I'm reading and just work on a new story idea. I've been thinking about for a while now, and last night I was able to get those ideas on paper and start working on it. So it was nice to just have a lazy Sunday just to, and had the weekend and heading to the new week feeling strong.
Do you dare share your story idea with us?
What? Well, let's see. Well, one thing you need to know about me is I'm a guy who likes to write fan fiction. Just like a lot of great people out there, fan fiction is basically you take like these different universes, like from the movies or TV shows or books, and you kind of put your own little spin on them. And mine, well, I've actually had a lot of different fan fictions I've made over the years, but I actually don't want to give anything away right now because it's still
fine,
in the
that's fine.
It's still in the planning process, but it should be a really fun story.
You're just going to tease us a little bit, but hopefully at some point you are able to share. With,
yeah, honestly, fan fiction is just a great way for me to, you know, relax and lower my anxiety and just to help the creative part of my brain kind of explore a little bit more, because I'm a very creative person. I like to think outside of the box, and writing fan fiction is just a great way to, you know, keep my imagination alive.
Very good.
Also, reading books helps me to do that too, because with certain books I read, I get some ideas flowing in the back of my mind, and I'm able to, you know, use those ideas for our future ideas. So it's always just, technology is nice, but reading is a truly great escape. It really is.
Well, very good. Coming up at the end of the show, we'll have our daily history lesson, talk about some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history, talk about some of the celebrity birthdays that are happening today, talk about some of the special events today and this week, and then, of course, we will wrap things up with our number for the day quiz. And
that's,
I know,
right,
you're all going to be waiting last couple of minutes of the show, see if Ian can get off to a good start. What we do is we give Ian three different choices for our number for the day. Based on the math, he should get one out of three right just by guessing. So 33% is always the low end. Has to be at least 33% to have a passing grade for the week. But that's not enough. We want him to have a winning week, which is more right than wrong. His all-time best week is 4 out of 5, and we're still looking for that perfect week.
Oh, yes.
Well, you had a perfect week last week.
Well, one in the right direction.
One for
exactly.
One is kind of hard to say, but it's, you know, I guess technically it's a perfect week. But we don't, you have to have a minimum number of days. And I would say at least 4 days would be required in a week to get the official holy grail of a perfect week.
Absolutely.
Would you like to know the topic for today's number for the day quiz?
Sure. What is today's topic?
Well, I mentioned earlier that coming up on Sunday, February the 2nd, is Groundhog Day.
That's right.
So today we're going to have a question involving Groundhog Day.
Okay.
Find out whether or not an early spring is on its way.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned earlier in the show that we are going to get maybe a taste of spring later in the week.
Yeah, it's
Thursday,
be really nice.
Mid-40s on Thursday. So last week, a lot of cold weather, but it's going to warm up. And what snow we have on the ground probably will go away by the time we get towards Thursday.
Yeah, that's not very good news for the snowmobilers.
No, it's not. And
especially for the people who are selling them.
Yeah, I tell you. It's like,
as you said earlier, because, you know, if the snowmobile salespeople don't sell anything, it's not good business.
No, it's not. So we will talk about Groundhog Day. I mean, again, we always say this. Hard to believe how fast things are going, but
seriously, we're only 4 days away till the end of the month.
I know it, huh? It's like,
and this year is not a leap year.
No, it's not. Votes.
Last year was a leap year. Last year we had 29 days in February, but now it's been 4 years, and then we got to wait another 4 years for another leap year. So 28 days in this February.
But one of the good things about February is it's a shorter month because we want to get to March. And when we get to March, all of a sudden, you sometimes get that dose of spring.
Yeah. Spring fever.
Yep. So you get through that month of February, and then you get towards March, and then get towards the spring. So hopefully be able to get to that very, very quickly as well. So
indeed.
Yeah. Coming up tonight, we have high school basketball. And you talk about, we're getting towards the end of the winter sports season. In fact, we're about, probably 3.5 weeks away from the start of high school playoffs for hockey. Then after that, a week after that, will be high school playoffs for girls basketball. And then after that, another week, high school basketball playoffs for boys. So we're getting really towards the end of the winter sports season. And tonight we have high school girls basketball. The Marathon Red Raiders taking on the Assumption Royals. Assumption, one of the top-ranked teams in the state in Division 5. A Marathon having themselves an outstanding season. So should be a really good one tonight for Marathon High School. I'll be on the air starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip-off at 7:15. That's right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Once I'm done with the show, I'm going to try to rest the voice.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully we'll be closer to 100% tonight. But I tell you, Thursday and Friday... And again, if you were tuned in Thursday and Friday, both for this show and for my broadcast,
a little bit.
I apologize. It was just, I did the best I could. I'll say that much. But it was just difficult. It was such a pain. And again, it makes you appreciate when things are easy. Because normally, when we do this show, just talk. We talk about the issues of the day. We talk with our guests. We talk. And it's not something I really think about. You do it. But over the past almost week, I have been just focused on trying to talk in a way that people can understand me. Mm. And that makes it so difficult. And it just makes you appreciate when you have good health, when you're healthy. And that's why I talked earlier in the show about the importance of having our hospitals, like the Spirus with the expansion.
Uh-huh.
Boy, health is... What is it that you don't really appreciate your health until you don't have your health? And I've been feeling that way over the last week or so. And hopefully be 100% sooner rather than later.
You sound like you're up to 75% better.
Getting there. But I want 100%. Absolutely. We're going to take a timeout. Be right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
This is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
For you, never.
And welcome back to Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, time is 9:22. Of course, one of the big stories last week was the firing of Sam Cuffell, former Channel 9 meteorologist who had been working in Milwaukee at CBS 58. Over the weekend, saw an article from Charlie Sykes, and I'm not a huge Charlie Sykes fan. He was a conservative radio host for many years in Milwaukee before he became a never Trumper, and he's still very much a critic of the current president.
Okay.
But he had a good article talking about hypocrisy. And that's one area that I've talked about a lot. That's one reason why I've talked about the folks down the street.
Remember, about folks, the definition of hypocrisy is when you say one thing, but do the exact opposite.
Exactly. And the person that started the issue with Sam Cuffell was a Milwaukee conservative talker on WISN radio named Dan O'Donnell.
Okay.
And Charlie Sykes points out in his article about how Dan O'Donnell was outraged with the private Instagram post from Sam Cuffell saying that dude Nazi saluted twice during the inauguration, adding, "You bleep with this man, and this man, I don't bleep with you," full stop. And obviously, you know, a little bit of expletives in there, but it was a personal, private Instagram posting.
Mm-hmm.
Cuffell also posted a meme on Instagram with a quote from "It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia." And again, a little bit of colorful language. And then Dan O'Donnell was, just outraged with this, you know. And basically, you know, he brought up the fact that how could Sam Cuffell say such terrible things? And O'Donnell said it was a lie that Musk had given a Nazi salute. I think we can agree to disagree there.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But
I've seen the picture.
O'Donnell was especially exercised at Cuffell's criticism of the world's richest man was, quote, vulgar. And then Charlie Sykes says, keep that word in mind, vulgar.
Vulgar, okay.
Because, and here's where the hypocrisy comes in.
All right.
Charlie Sykes went to Dan O'Donnell's own Facebook feed. While O'Donnell did not personally post them, his feed is filled with references to Kamala Harris as a, I don't know if I should use the word. I don't think I'm going to use the word, but
you don't have to say it. Just
starts with a WH.
Oh, gosh.
And then there were crudely racist memes and references to a certain sexual act.
Oh, come on.
O'Donnell was not offended by any of them enough to remove them from his feed. In fact, Sykes says, as of Friday, all those posts were still up. So when, again, and Sykes rightly says, O'Donnell hasn't been fired, suspended, or disciplined in any way for the vulgar memes on his Facebook page. And he won't be. Because in the brave new mega world, hypocrisy is not a fireable offense.
Apparently not.
It's wrong. It's,
Just the fact that he talks like that and just has those pictures and then comparing to a certain...
if you're going to be outraged, you can't be selectively outraged. It's hypocritical.
Uh-huh.
And also, again, Channel 58 should be ashamed of themselves. I mean, where is the courage now for any of these businesses?
I mean, honestly, it seems like courage has been It seems like courage has been replaced with a cowardness or just No, that's the wrong word. Compliance. Like, basically, you know, what's the point of fighting all this if we can just go along with it and not be punished ourselves? Like, that is wrong. Just going along with it is not going to make the problem go away. You have to stand up to the problem and actually do something about it and say that this is wrong.
Sam Cuffell did put out a statement on Friday. Said, I just want to thank everyone for the tremendous support I've received. I was just voicing my personal opinion on a private social media account that was not accessible to the general public.
Absolutely. It was her private account, and no one else had access to it or even should.
She said that as well. She did not mean to harm anyone. She said, I never intended to harm anyone, certainly not my former employer and colleagues. She said, I'm still processing all of this and weighing my options. But again, I'm deeply appreciative to all those who have supported me through this. She had been at Channel 58 for more than 5 years after previously working at Channel 9 in Wausau after graduating from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee in 2016. She was a star at Channel 9. You could see she was going to big places. And
she was. I remember watching her.
Yep. And this is wrong on every level. And I hope this is not over. I hope that somehow senses are come to at Channel 58 or something. But this is just wrong.
It is.
9:29 is the time. Information update coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by sending us a text or calling us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Be part of the program. You can watch our video stream at YouTube.com and Facebook.com on the 98.9 WXCO portions of those sites as well. One more thing I wanted to mention about the Charlie Sykes article beyond the Sam Cuffell content.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the, again, the hypocrisy, the idea of canceling somebody for one thing and then wrapping your arms around it if it's somebody that you care for says basically the same kind of things. Sykes says, some of you are perhaps old enough to remember when MAGA's great cause was the fight against cancel culture. And indeed, the great icons of the right continue to posture as free speech absolutists. The next line made me just annoyed.
Oh, boy.
According to an article at the Financial Times, you know, pretty major publication, according to a top banker, so somebody that's got a pretty big job, somebody that's involved in the finance industry, who is a MAGA, this top banker said, quote, "I feel liberated after Trump's victory. We can say," I'm not going to say the word. It's
insulting?
Very. It's a word that's a hurtful word about somebody who has maybe mentally challenged.
No, not that word.
The person says, we can say that word and another word for a cat, which also can be used as woman's sexual.
Why? Body. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you people?
But this person says, we can say bleep and bleep without fear of getting canceled. It's a new dawn. Why are people this horrible? Why would they be that horrible?
Why do you think that saying those words is okay in any sense? I mean, do you even know what those words mean? Just like,
why do they think that's liberating?
Why do they think that's okay?
But that goes back to the whole idea of where we are right now. Over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
President of the United States and other leaders, whether it's a governor, a mayor, other leaders, they should be asking the people to be their best selves, not their worst selves. Donald Trump, that line is, I think, a great example of what Donald Trump asks of the people, which is nothing. He says you can be your worst selves and feel good about it. That's wrong in every level.
Absolutely.
And to use those kind of derogatory terms to hurt other people. That's all they are. They're there to hurt other people.
And those terms shouldn't even be used in conversation. Just, these are terrible slander words.
So, again, that's where we stand. And the thing about it, and the challenge I would give to people who may be tuned in right now, we may not be getting the leadership from the White House that we would like to get in terms of being our better selves. But that does not give you an excuse to be your worst self. Just because Donald Trump says terrible things doesn't mean you can say terrible things. So, again, I just found just a shake of the head. A shake of the head. We can be better than that. We can. And I don't understand how
to.
Donald Trump can't be better than this. Why doesn't he ask for more of us? I don't know. And I don't mean to spend all this time on Donald Trump. But over the weekend as well, another controversial story came out. For a day or so, it looked as though the United States Air Force had removed a video in training of new members of the Air Force, a video about the first black airmen in the U.S. military, known as the Tuskegee Airmen. Heroes. But apparently Donald Trump and his new Secretary of Defense, in their never-ending fight against DEI, had it removed for a day. But the good news is, the U.S. Air Force yesterday said it will resume instruction of trainees using a video about the Tuskegee Airmen, which is now, after incredible pushback, passed review to ensure compliance with President Donald Trump's ban on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives.
Man, just another classic of example of him trying to whitewash history.
Trump has prohibited DEI throughout the U.S. government and the U.S. military. New Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who was sworn in on Friday, has made eliminating DEI from the military a top priority. By the way, I saw a great comment over the weekend.
Yeah?
Concerning Pete Hegseth. I'm trying to find it here. Oh, where is this? But basically, here. Somebody put out, this is why these DEI conversations are funny to me. The black guy, and he was using this as talking about Lloyd Austin, who was the Secretary of Defense under Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me again. I still have this nasty cough, even though the voice is getting a little better, but the cough seems to be sticking around. Apologize for that. The black guy had to be a brigade commander, division commander, corps commander, multinational corps commander, United States Forces commander, vice chief of staff of Army, United States Central commander, get awarded the Silver Star, and be a four-star general to even be considered for the Secretary of Defense. Meanwhile, the other guy just had to be in the Army. So, again, if you look at this idea of Pete Hegseth saying that, DEI is the problem, what is it where you have all these underqualified folks who basically get in because they're a bunch of white buddies of Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is nuts, this war on DEI. And the unfortunate aspect of it is, whether in Wisconsin or whether nationally, it seems like it's being won by the other side. The idea of making sure that we have diversity and equity and inclusion. Mm-hmm. It's not about putting folks who are not qualified into positions. It's making sure that people who are qualified have equal opportunity to others.
Absolutely.
Bottom line. And the idea that Pete Hegseth's top priority is military chief, Secretary of Defense, is the elimination of DEI. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Natural's priorities are just out of whack. But what happened over the weekend? It was reported by Reuters on Saturday that the video about the Tuskegee Airmen, as well as another about civilian women pilots trained by the U.S. military during World War II, known as Women Air Force Service Pilots, were not being taught in basic training at Joint Base San Antonio pending a review. The move was first reported by the San Antonio Express News, and it created an uproar, including in Alabama, home to the training base in Tuskegee, where the airmen got their name. Even Omega, Alabama Senator Katie Britt, in a post on social media platform X, described the decision to pause teaching the videos as malicious compliance with the DEI review. Hegseth responded on X, "We're all over it, Senator. This will not stand." So the blowback got the videos back into the training. The Air Force yesterday said both videos will be taught. But it shows that even for a day, that these American heroes, the Tuskegee Airmen, were going to be erased. And that's what we're getting. We are having so many areas of our history erased by MAGAs. We're not going to teach this. We're not going to teach that. It is wrong on every level.
Yeah, it's just another. It's just, you know, our history as a country is not the greatest. You know, it's not like. Okay, I got one. Go ahead. Okay. Well,
we've got parts of our history. Is not the, yeah. It's not perfect. It's not perfect.
But we're learning from our history. I mean, that's why we teach history. So we talk about our past and remember where we've come from and where we're going, and we try to improve upon that. Our history is not a perfect, as Mr. Trump says it is. Our history is full of a lot of conflict, a lot of wars, and a lot of issues.
And if you don't learn from history, you're bound to repeat it. Bottom line.
So people need to remember that. I mean, honestly.
And again, I go back to what I said earlier in the show. We need some leadership from the Democratic Party here. Trump, over and over and over again, are pushing these things. We cannot sit back and just, not much we can do here. Chuck Schumer, where's your voice?
Please.
Hakeem Jeffries, where's your voice? Tammy Baldwin, where's your voice?
Stand up for our
We need
our
you
volumes.
All to stand up now, every single day, over and over and over again.
Please.
Our daily history lesson coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Monday, January the 27th of 2025. Day number 27 of this year. There are 338 days remaining in 2025. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1756, composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was born in Austria. On this date in 1880, Thomas Edison received a patent for his electric incandescent lamp. On this date in 1963, the first inductees into the Pro Football Hall of Fame were announced. On this date in 1977, the Vatican reaffirmed the Roman Catholic Church's ban on female priests. On this date in 1981, President Ronald Reagan greeted the 52 former American hostages released by Iran at the White House. On this date in 1998, First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton, appearing on NBC's Today Show, said allegations against her husband were the work of a vast right-wing conspiracy. On this date in 2002, in his State of the Union address, President George W. Bush described regimes that sponsor terror as an axis of evil, in which he included Iraq, Iran, and North Korea. And on this date in 2024, the world's largest cruise ship, Icon of the Seas, able to house 7,600 passengers at 365 meters, five times larger than the Titanic, set sail from Miami on its maiden voyage.
It's a big ship.
A few famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. James Cromwell, actor, is 85 years old today. Actor Mimi Rogers is 69. Actor Bridget Fonda is 61. Actor Alan Cumming is 60. Comedian Patton Oswalt is 56. And Rosamund Pike, actor, is 46 years old as well. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is International Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Very important.
It's the 80th anniversary of one of the more important days of history.
I agree.
The liberation of Auschwitz. The Soviet Army's liberation of Auschwitz, the largest Nazi concentration and extermination camp. So when you see Elon Musk putting his arm up like he did, remember what happened.
Never forget.
Also, it is Chocolate Cake Day. It is Preschool Health and Fitness Day. It is National Geographic Day. It is Better Business Communication Day.
Mm-hmm.
It is Bubble Wrap Day. It is Vietnam Peace Day. And it's Thomas Crapper Day. Crapper is often incorrectly credited with inventing the flush toilet, but the honor actually goes to Sir John Harrington. Crapper, who lived from 1836 to 1910, was an English plumber and businessman who founded Thomas Crapper and Company, a company specializing in sanitary equipment. While he did not invent the flush toilet, he held several plumbing patents, popularized indoor plumbing through his innovative bathroom showrooms, and contributed to improvements like the U-bend trap and the floating ball cock.
Jeez.
And that's why they call it the crapper.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
All right, it's time for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
Every day we give Ian an opportunity to guess the number for the day. And it is, we give him three different choices. So based on the math, he should get one out of three right by guessing 33%. So if at the end of the week he has better than 33% correct, he has a passing grade. If he has under 33%, he has a failing grade. But we want better than that. We want a winning week, which is more right than wrong, which is 3 out of 5. And his best ever week is 4 out of 5. Still looking for that perfect 5 out of 5 week.
Yep. It's out there. Hopefully I can start it today.
And do you know what the topic is?
A Groundhog Day.
Yep.
Which is coming up on Sunday.
Groundhog Day is coming up on Sunday.
Right.
Our number for the day. The year of the first official Groundhog Day celebrated in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
The year of the first Groundhog Day.
Yep, the first Groundhog Day.
Okay, what are my choices?
Choices are 1887.
Okay.
1917. 1947.
1887, 1917, 1947. The year of the very first of Groundhog Day. 1887, 1917, 1947. Okay, I'm going to go with my gut here. I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to go with 1887 which I think is the first official Groundhog Day. 1887 is my final answer. Lock it in.
The first official Groundhog Day was celebrated on February the 2nd, 1887.
Yes.
One for one.
Okay. It's a good start. It's a good start.
Good start. Have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Monday, everybody.
And everybody, join us tomorrow morning, 8 till 10 a.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. All I need is a
TV show. The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.